Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you for being here. First of all, welcome to everybody, and I want to thank Rav Avi. It's geshmak, another year to sit and learn. To get together with the chaver, maybe sing a song or two, and learn some of the Divrei Torah, say hello. The schmoozing at the beginning is maybe the ikar of the gathering, the schmoozing, the Divrei Torah, the singing for sure. But I want to thank Rav Avi for arranging, always sponsoring Yitz. Rav Avi, Aaron, always, it's not taken for granted. The machol they put out, just the organizing is is appreciated. I thank David for coming from so far for this. We started our Zmanim, whether our children have started school. I had an interesting experience this week. Four Bachman came to Yeshiva from Mexico to Yeshiva, and three of the four only speak Spanish. One could speak Ivrit, Ktzat. Our Ivrits are pretty equal, and I decided I just see them, the beautiful, special kids, special guys. I decided I want to learn with them. Pashut want to learn with them. I can't really put them in a shiur. Right now, they don't know Bez Hashem. They'll learn English. The Ilum will learn Spanish. We're trying to meet somewhere, but they mamish don't speak. So I've been learning with them. It's interesting. One of them's translating. I'm so curious what Divrei Torah they know right now, what they've learned, because I can't imagine what's lost in the translation. I'm speaking like my Hebrew. Bach says, Rebbe, you know Hebrew. If you listen to the Hebrew, I'm making up words. I'm like trying to speak. I'm past tense, future, male and female for sure is out the window. But at least like most words are true. Sometimes the guy who's translating looks at me. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. We use a little Google Translate, but we're struggling. But I want to say the very interesting thing that in talking to the guys, I really want to kesher to them. I really, and I could say things, but there's so much you can say. Even okay, at the end we get to Dvar Torah. Even certain things to give over, I want to tell them that that's not where I am. That's not that it's an ideal we can get. There's like feelings and things I want to tell them, and we each don't have the language for it right now. They want to tell me things. We really want to be friends. And if you don't have the language, if you can't speak, there's a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, one of the biggest pains in my life. There's a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael who was mekayer of me a lot. I'm going to say his name. It's a tzaddik in my life. Bavram Shmulevitz was mekayer of me nifla. And he went after me. He would tell me to come to his house. He'd invite me for Suda Shabbos. I ate there with my wife. I ate there when I was a bach. He was mekar of me a lot. He's in Shemayim today, and he liked me, and I liked him. We loved each other. And I ran from him. I'm very bad with language, and I felt I couldn't express to him. And I felt I couldn't be in a relationship. I couldn't express. I couldn't. Today, probably, and I would just talk English fast, and that's it, whatever happens. But my Hebrew, I have a challenge. I'm below average in speaking. I have friends who quickly could speak Ivrit and Yiddish. I understand Yiddish. I've listened to Shiurim. I can understand fluent Yiddish. I can listen to the radio in Eretz Yisrael in Hebrew, but I can't speak. It's an assignment. I can't speak, and I felt a distance from him, and I ran away from him. He was mekayer of me, and I ran away. And it's a tzad. It's a tzad like a zach and oilam abba. I want to fix it up. It's a tremendous tzad. I was zeichen that my son Yaakov learned by him and was close to him. And Yaakov was much better with languages. And he told Yaakov, I want to be close to your father. He told him that. And I still didn't run. The language thing is a challenge. And I could say that with these bachrim, we mamished as a bachr Simon. Beautiful Bachar, he'll be here many Shabbosas. I want to be close to him. We're going to be close. But we can't speak. He's fresh. He wants to tell me things. Sometimes we understand each other. He's told me, like I understand you. He's pointed his heart, like our heart. I get what you're saying. His father told me that he understands you. Even and the translation's very weak. He's a little more ahead in learning. The translation's not what he's getting, but we understand each other to a degree. But it's very, very hard. We don't speak the language. And I want to say that what's hit me, I want to say, why am I telling everybody this? Okay, I don't think you're probably not connecting to many people who only speak Spanish. I want to say that when two people don't express their feelings and what's going on, and we don't, it's the same frustrating, it's the same thing. It occurs to my own children, if we can't be honest with what we're experiencing inside, it's the same frustration. It's a little, we fake it, we pretend it, but if you're not, you know, people have this awkward relationship to parents, to children. When people don't get their own story and express their own things, their frustration, it's the same thing. So here we have a little better, we can throw around a few words. The same frustration that me and Simon, Daniel and Simon, want to be close. So we have to learn to somehow, we're going to have to figure out a way that we could say things together. If we could say all the English words in the world, but we can't say here, so it's the same frustration. Oto davar, mamish, mamish, oto davar. We have to make a world that we could be open to our children, they could be open to us. We could be open to our wives. Otherwise, you're playing the same games. You have a few more words, pachas yaser. What bothered me with Rav Ram, I didn't have the language. Rav Ram was sadik. I didn't have the language to express things that we are. It's partly a language problem. It's partly I was working my own sugya. I have a lot I want to tell him today. There is... We'll speak. There's Chiyas HaMesim. There's a real place. Chiyas HaMesim that we'll speak. But I wanted to express. I want to express this point that two people to really speak, to really talk, to make a space to really talk. It's hitting me a lot. And with these bachrim that we're trying, it's like the frustration and what's lacking. So then you start speaking. It's now good. You can say table, chair. But if you can't express mamish, then you're right there, distant in the Torah. The word for intimacy is to be yeda, is to know. It's to know, to people know each other. I went to a man to beg him, a father, to beg him to lean in. The guy's a Talmud Chacham, a wealthy guy, successful, but he's a stranger to himself and as such to his children. I begged him to go to therapy and learn himself and then lean into his children's story. Like, if he can't cry his own stuff, he won't feel his kid's stuff. So I begged him. And he didn't want to listen. Then I told him what he mentions, relationship to his mother is very awkward. They say a few words, but it's like, uncle. I asked him, I said, you're an intelligent person. Hashem made a beautiful world, Tov made, and you and your mama, the one who carried you, the one who brought you to this earth, your mother, and you can't, and it's awkward. That doesn't bother you? He told me he cried the whole night, the man told me. The man told me he cried the entire night. He's not an exaggeration. He said, I cried the whole night. Didn't sleep. He cried the whole night. Your relationship's awkward and uncomfortable. The pshat is he doesn't know himself. His mother doesn't know him. Then they could talk about the weather. Huh? It's snowing outside. It's cold. It's warm. Same floor conversation. By the way, if you know each other, even if you don't talk deep, you see somebody that you know. When I see my son, Maish, we look at each other's eyes. We nod, and then how's it going? You don't even have to talk. You could sit for a fair, and you know each other. You could sit down to your mamish, you don't talk. You don't have to say any. Big tzaddik, and the tzaddik and Eretz, so he got together with his son, they sat for an hour, they'd see every week his son would sit. Many times, neither one said a word. People say they're talking telepathically. No, you don't know. They know each other. What do you mean? They look at each other's face. What do you mean? They're feeling each other. Their mamish. That's closer than a lot of people's talking about the weather. But that's if we talk. That's if there's space to talk. That's if there's space to share. That's if there's humanness. If we could be human and with our own insecurities and worries and stuff, and we can make space for somebody else, two people can really connect. Yeah. So that's what I want to say from this week's experience. If anybody wants to come to a Hebrew Shir Pashat, or give it better, and if you know Spanish, please come over and help us out. But Yitz met the Chevra. You met them when they came, four of the Chevra. Beautiful Chevra, mamish. It's amazing. A guy, one of them complained he wants to learn more. I'm like, trying to. If anybody could speak Spanish, or sure. No, I'm not. You might be saying, of your truth. Fantastic. Okay, I wanted to, there's a few in Yanim, in Parshas Kisei says packed. There's a few in Yanim that I wanted to examine in Parshas Kisei. We'll try to be a little brief, but I want to sing also. David's here to say, we're going to sing also, but I want to explore a few in Yanim in Parshas Kisei. I wanted to ask, there's a Gemara I'm trying to figure out. We learned brachas last year in yeshiva. I'm like stuck on a nekuda, and maybe the Olam will figure it out together, perhaps. Torah Kedoshah says, "Sisai v'edoymi ki achichu." Don't hate a person from Edoim; he's your brother. Tzadikim and Yidden are very into family and distant family, very, very into family. That's always in Eretz. You talk about Eretz Yisrael. I saw the spirit of Ram Shmuel Levitz. Somebody's a cousin of his, if you're like a 14th cousin, you're like, man, mishpacha is your... But they're very into relatives. There's a famous maisa with the chayza, where somebody said he's a relative, and the chayza said to him, from Vitans, distant relative. And then the chayza was davening, and said, Alekei Avram, Alekei Tzkal Yaakov, and the yid said, Abivaita Kroivim, distant relatives. And the chayza took the musr, and like, was Makarim Yid Meredik. Like, we're close. Kravim is a big zach. Mibesar chal tesalim. Akarev karev kaidim. Mishpach is a big, big thing. Is goyim al nafshe, Rashi says, is mishpachtei. So the Torah says, don't hate nedim. Ki achichu. Mishpacha. We come from Yankov. It's a distant cousin. Mamish, a distant cousin. Esav, it's very vaydedim. Abifar, they come from Avram also. Amazing. The Torah is Mechayla, he's Saivadayim, Ki Achichu. He's Dachakarv, he's a cousin, amazing. It's amazing that there's a din, not to hate an Adayimi. They did bad things to us, but he's a cousin, Abifart, he's a relative. Tremendous Chiyav, and anybody reads this Pasuk, to be good to relatives. I had a guy in Yeshiva, his grandfather's my father's first cousin. I didn't know they existed. They have a lot of relatives. What's that called? His grandfather is my father's first cousin. Is that a first cousin twice removed? Second cousin once removed. Yeah, I don't know the equation. The second cousin once removed. But he's my cousin. We're cousins. Everybody else, like, you mess with him, I'll beat you up. He's my cousin. Yeshiva has a shmira. The Torah says, L'tzav edoymi ki achichu, the Torah, Hashem teaches us what it means, mishpacha. Then it says, L'tzav mitzri. Don't hate a Mitzri. Ki gera yisav aretz. So we lived in Mitzrayim, and we were gera in a city. Now pashupshat, Vigdor pashupshat is akaras atoiv. We were gera. Now gam they were bad for us lebsayif, but at first they were good for us. The Rishonim speak it out. The Dasakenim others pashupshat in the Torah. I assume everybody here learns is gratitude. Excuse me, gratitude. He took care of us, dairus before, but that's gratitude, history. We were in Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim hosted us, so you were a ger in their lands. Gratitude is be good to the Mitzrayim. That's Pashup Shad in the Torah Nation. Then comes the Gemara Brachas, and I'm not sure that's how the Gemara is learning Pshat. I want to handle with the Chevra. Comes the Gemara Brachas, and the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Darshins as follows, Darash, don't hate a Mitzri because you were a ger, says Dvarim Kalvachimer. Says Reb Yosi, it's a Kalvachimer. Uma Mitzriim, there were only Mikarev Klal Yisrael Tzarech Atzman. Yet the Torah says Kach. They did it selfishly. Yet the Torah says, so if you ma'ayrech a Talmud Chacham b'seich beisai, and you give them to eat and drink him on neyu, alachas tamah v'kama. Kavachaymer, David. The Mitzriyim who did it lanos atzmam kach, so if you mahana Talmud Chacham, kavachaymer, big stuff. If you take a Talmud Chacham into your house. I'm so confused. Pashup Shad in the Torah is sakar satayv. What does that have to do? What's this kavachaymer? What's the Gemara saying? Pashup Shah, we have to be good to Mitzrayim because we have gratitude. Torah says a Kalvachaymer, says Reb Yaisi, a Kalvachaymer, if you take care of a Talmud Chacham, how good it is for yourself. the Talmud Chacham has a Kutumira Sugya of Akoras HaToiv. What's this Kal V'chaymer? We owe Akoras HaToiv to the Mitzriim, we society of Mitzriim. What's the Kal V'chaymer it's making here? What's the Torah saying? You have, if the Mitzriim who did it with Anas Atzman Kach, so if you take a Talmud Chacham into your house and you machileyu mashkeyu maneyem and chasov, whoa, alachas kam v'kam, the schar is great. What's happening here? To the Mitzriim we owe them gratitude. What's this Kal V'chaymer? What's happening? What's Pashup Shadi? What's the Gemara saying? Rav Ross, what's this Kal V'chaymer? Pashup Shat, the Mitzriim hosted us, so we owe gratitude. What's the Kal V'chaymer? If you have a Talmud Chacham B'Seich Beis, so it's Kal V'chaymer. The Mitzriim did not, that's not. If you have a Talmud Chacham, Yumahana, Mashkei, Yumachle, Lachas Kam V'Kamel, what a schar you're going to get. Now what's happening? They're not schar for hosting us, it's gratitude for hosting us. So could be, you could say, I want to tell you what I'm thinking, but you could, I first want to see if it's mukhrach what I'm saying. Could you, what's Pashup Shat in this Gemara? What's Pashup Shat? So, Victor, what's this Kal V'chaymer? Now, if the Gemara learned, I'm going to say another Pshat. If the Gemara learned that it's nothing to do with gratitude, it means you have to be good to Mitzrayim. They hosted Yidden. It's nothing to do with gratitude. They hosted Yidden. They were changed. That country hosted Yidden. So here they hosted Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim Kach. It impacts them Kach. Imagine somebody hosted Talmud Chacham L'Shem Shemayim, if it sure impacts them. If it's not a din in gratitude, so the Kal V'chaymer is beautiful. It's a pella. The Gemara didn't learn its gratitude. The Gemara learned they hosted a Yid. They hosted a Yid. They hosted Yidden. They hosted, the Gemara is saying, Kigari Yisimarit, they hosted, don't start the Mitzvim, they hosted Yidden. So if you host Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, you become such, like it makes a Maila, so somebody hosts a Talmud Chacham, certainly. Then the Kal V'chaymer is like, glad. If you learn it's gratitude, I can't figure out. Rabbi Balzman, if it's gratitude, I don't know what the Kal V'chaymer is. So it could be the pshat is, even if it's gratitude, it just means. But what set our gratitude in motion is they hosted us. That wasn't like a zchus because they hosted us. It's gratitude because they hosted us. The Kal V'chaymer is funny. But what gave them that we have Akaras HaTov is hosting us. So the Gemara is saying, ultimately, hosting a Yid caused that we have gratitude, which saved them. So if you host a top, maybe the Gemara means, I think the simple pshat, the Gemara is learning that it's not a sugi of gratitude. Don't hate Mitzrayim, they hosted Yidden. So the Gemara says, that makes a mile for them for hosting us, Shaloit La'Noas Atzman, if you host a Talmud Chacham, L'Shem Shemayim, certainly it's big for you. But then it comes out, the reason you don't attack Mitzrayim is not a sugi of gratitude. I would ask on that, why did the Gemara learn that way? Why didn't the Gemara say the Ramban speaks out gratitude, Rishonim speak out gratitude, the Vasakenim, Lehedi here says gratitude. So I don't know why the Gemara didn't learn that way. But Ger HaYisa Ba'artzai is there's a mile of them. So it should have been a mile away everywhere. Stop either pshat, any pshat you learn. Any pshat you learn. Right, but if you learn it's the mile of hosting Yidden does that, so any place should be. As long as you hosted us graciously, it has to be at the beginning when they did it. Any country which didn't do it graciously, no. Early it seems they took us somewhat graciously at the beginning before they tortured us. So then it's not a gratitude, it's Geri Yisabat. So they're not Pashut people, they hosted Yidden. What Pashut? Somebody hosts a Yid, what that does to a country, that brings an aliyah to the whole country, hosting Yidden brings an aliyah. And that the Gemara says, Kal V'chaymer, if you host the tzaddik L'Shem Shemayim, what it will do to you, that's Pashup Shat. The Mitzriim are different because they once hosted Yidden. That changes everything. They hosted Yidden's a big thing. They hosted Yankiv Avinu, they hosted Yankiv. That's the sugya. It seems that's how the Gemara is learning. Get Pashup Shat. Gabriel's like Pashup Shat? I think so. Somebody figures out different, Reb Moshe. If somebody figures out different, I think that's the Pashup Shat. Why the Gemara learned that way, I have thoughts, I don't have a finished product. Why the Gemara didn't learn Kipshutai, I think the Gemara didn't learn Kipshutai. So I ask if somebody has what to say about this. I'm curious. It seems the pshat in the Gemara is that for hosting us changes Mitzrayim forever. They hosted Yidden. I think that's remarkable. Just they hosted Yidden. It's different. And I bazai, don't hate a mitzvah. You know, you're talking about too much somebody hosted a yid. That's shaloi l'shem shemayim. Shtel zechfar, somebody hosted Talmud Chacham l'shem shemayim, what that means. So Gavriel asks, why a Talmud Chacham? So that the Marsha says, she say yidden. If the word is yidden, the Marsha says, because it's talking about the fact that they hosted Yankov Avinu. So it's talking about a Talmud Chacham. So it's talking about specifically Yaakov. He speaks about when Yaakov was Yerid Mitzrayim. It's interesting, so I should say it more exact. He's calling me out. It's for hosting a Talmud Chacham that the country hosted Yankov Avinu. Hosted Yankov Avinu.
The ruler of the country was Yosef.
Are you asking they hosted Yosef also? Yosef who hosted? Like it wasn't, why do you give him Mitzrayim the credit? But they appointed him the head if he was a Malkus. And even Pare seems to have taken in, Pare when he met them took in the Mishpacha for taking Yankov Avinu in. So you hosted Yankov Avinu, everything's different. It's a pretty big Pella, they're great, great descendants. People talk about the Chiddush and Akar Satoiv. I want to talk about the Chiddush, somebody hosted a Tzaddik. Dairus later on, a mitzvah is not pashut, he hosted a tzaddik. The Elta Zayda hosted a tzaddik. That's amazing. It's an amazing Zach what that means. Pashut Shat in the Gemara, you see a random mitzvah. Now, I don't say today, Sancher was Mivalval Ha'umas. So I don't know today if you see a guy. My son traveled through Egypt and my wife and I were frightened. Now we didn't say, listen, they're Elta Zayda hosted Avram. I don't, Sancher mixed them. They're not the descendants. But if you saw a mitzvah, it's a pretty big pillar. A long time ago, this Elta Zayda hosted a tzaddik. Be careful with him.
They're on a higher level.
There's some Madrega higher there. Elta Zayda hosted a tzaddik. Amazing. Zchus. Salachas kam v'kama. A kal v'chomer for hosting a tzaddik. I want to say over a maisa. It's Teich Shanuk. I want to speak about my father, Reni Kaparis Mishkavoi. I want to talk about hosting a tzaddik. And the Gemara is saying it. Hamahana Talmud Chacham. I want to tell you a maisa. It's true maisa. I heard this maisa many times. A Rosh Hashiv in Eretz Yisrael. He's a nephew of Rav Aaron Feldman. He's a Greisman mensch, a very special person. When I say a big person, his name is Grossman, but he's a big person. he's a very special person. And we grew up in the same house. And we lived in Farakma in a two-family house. And we grew up as brothers mamish. It was a tiny house. And the upstairs and downstairs, when we would run as little kids, we sometimes would make a lot of noise on his parents' head. They took a broom, they would knock on the ceiling. Just remind us to walk a little softer. At my bar mitzvah, my father presented a broom, a new broom, to the downstairs neighbors. Like the Pashut Yehi presented a new broom. They were very special Yidden, this mishpacha. And he has said, Berabim, I heard him speak it, so he didn't know I was in the crowd once. He said, Berabim, that a Yid moved down upstairs and changed his life. He was an American kid, geschmack, flying around, doing his stuff, and a Talmud Chacham moved in. He said he was everything he thought to be happy after, be very rich, and to be happy after, like, be shaku. And he sees this Talmud Chacham upstairs, and it changed his life. He became a Ben Torah, eventually Rosh Hashiva. Is a very special year. Now, Be'emes, there was an apartment upstairs. His family lived downstairs, and the lady before her last, her tzava, before she passed away, she said to her children that only rent the apartment to a Talmud Chacham. Now this is Farakwe in the early 1970s. There weren't, it's a beautiful city, it wasn't full of Talmud Chacham. There wasn't the city in the early 70s. And this lady, before she passed away, her tzava, her command, her mitzvah l'kayim divri ames, is you have to rent the apartment to a Talmud Chacham. So they started like looking. There was ain't davar, because there was no, what are you talking? My parents moved from Lakewood in 1974. Somehow they heard it's a Talmud Chacham, and they rented it to my parents. And my parents lived there for 13 years. And my father had a tremendous hashpah. They had four children. They all became rizgah ben Torah. like shtack. The boy is a Talmud Chacham living in Eretz Yisrael, mamish big, and his sister is married Talmud Chacham Gota Yid, and they all like changed their lives mamish. My parents signed on a house, I think it was the day we signed on their first house that they bought and were leaving the apartment, on the day of the youngest ones, L'chaim Avart. Ki'ilu, the grandma, like, you did your job, okay, now you can move. The L'chaim Avart of the youngest one, who now married a Talmud Chacham, was on the day, and for many years, they kept a low price, my parents, they kept this Divrei Ames. And mamish the kiyum of the Gemara. If somebody has a Talmud Chacham, b'soich beis, halach is kam of the kam. Somebody has a Talmud Chacham, is mahana Talmud Chacham, the schar and the gains. Here, Mitzri and Dairis later for people who hosted Yankov Avinu with Tzarech Atzman, mamish for their own bad reasons. And there's epis sektusha, there's epis something to a Mitzri. It's not pasha, but all the bad they did, there remains something. Imagine somebody's mahana and hosts a Talmud Chacham. The person brings kol ma'arich Talmud Chacham b'seich beisay ma'achilu ma'ashkei ma'neim and chos v'achs kama v'kama. It's a tremendous impact of somebody. The bayis hosts a Talmud Chacham. Tremendous, tremendous impact. So I wanted to say over this ma'isa specifically in Kisei Tse, where the Gemara Brachas learns this. I wanted to say over this ma'isa. I wanted once I'm talking about my father, I'm talking Kiseitse. I wanted to read him Siyas Hasharim. The Sefer Siyas Hasharim was a Sefer that was very curved to my father, so he learned it, he taught it, he was holding in it, he was very attached to Siyas Hasharim. And there was an Indian here in Parshas Kiseitse that he was outstanding in clean Dibur, something that was huge by him, to speak cleanly. To speak Balash and Naki was a big, big thing in the house. It was something that was important to his whole life. To speak in an oifen and a lush and nucky, that it shouldn't be any type of speech that's inappropriate. You know, to speak the lush and nucky was something important. And the Messias Yesharim describes, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Messias Yesharim describes about Nivul Peh. And he describes, he's Meirich, he speaks a lot about the chaymer, the chaymer of Nivul Peh. He speaks about Tsaris Rabbis, Mischachis, Chas V'Shoam, Bechuri, Seinem, Shal Yisrael, Mesim, terrible einshim for Nivul Peh, for inappropriate speech. And a person is supposed to have Shivim Shana L'Toivas, Hoifchim L'Ra, from Nivul Peh. And the Messias Yisharim, when he talks about it, he says, Dimlach Shchadam Loimah, if a person thinks, that this that Nivul Peh is so chamer is only to keep a person in Avera. It's like if you speak Nivul Peh, you're closer to doing Averas. And that's only somebody's Damei Reseach Advar Mamurim, somebody who's likely to do Averas. By speaking about it, will come to Taiva. But if somebody says it as a joke, Lav Milsi Bein Lachshalav. Okay, a joke, it's not so serious. Af ata amarloi, tell this person that's the Divrei Yetzirah. And he brings the chaymer of Nivul Peh, and he says, and he describes the terrible chaymer of Nivul Peh, and he says, ha'emes is like Divrei Abisena Zecharen Lebracha, Nivul Peh, where vasei shel adibur mamish. It's not a gzera it brings to Erva, it's an arayas for itself. Erva's hadibur mamish, he says. Nivul Peh's Ervis Hadibur, it's a stripping away, it's an arayas itself, not exer what it comes to. It's Nus itself, he says, like all other arayas, besides the Gufei Shalmaisa. And he brings it from Psukim and Kiseisei, it's Darshan from Psukim and Kiseisei, Layir B'cha Ervas Dvarim Apaska Kiseisei, Ervas Dibur, Zen Nivul Peh. This is something that was like a big inyan by him in Yanin, to speak in a lush and naki, that there shouldn't be speech about things. A person should speak the lush and naki. Was all his life was like a very, very big sugya. It's a very big sugya, and something it's complicated today, and there's a reason people speak a little more openly. They don't want shame associated. They're like cheshbainus. And their whole cheshbainus, but there's still something called Nivul Peh. Lavil Piven is a way of speaking in a lush and nucky, in a beautiful way, in a lush and nucky, there's a way of speaking. Very, very interesting. Lashon Kodesh doesn't have words for certain things. Now, Lashon Kodesh is the way things, they were created, everything was created with Dvarim. So what do you mean there are no words for certain things in Lashon Kodesh? Everything's created with, so what is it? What is it? There's some mitzvahs that this is not meant to be said. It's not just this punkt, there's no word for it. It should be. It's not meant to be said. It's not supposed. There's things that are tzniyas, that are private things, that are supposed to stay private. There's such zachen. There's cheshbonus, and we don't want to create shame in things. There's reasons to speak things out. Sometimes there's a cheshbon, sometimes for certain. And each person has with their own family and own children. There's a reason to speak something out sometimes. That's called nivul peh. That's called the person explaining things and saying things, making sure there's not shame associated with things. For sure, that's a good cheshbon, and that has a place. But there's still something called nivul peh. There's things that are supposed to be tzniyastik, and when we keep it always yidden, we're careful and very guarded how they spoke. In some ways, if my children, I want to say this carefully because I don't want to make a chet less chamer. In some ways, if my son was playing basketball and said something grub, I'm not even talking about nivul peh now. Nivul peh is specific, but if my son would play basketball and say something grub, I'd be more concerned than if he did averis. I want to say that. I'm not lessening averis. I am being magdil. Derech Eretz Kodem Lutar, speaking naki, speaking in a beautiful way, the opposite of nivul peh. Now, I'm not saying that's nivul peh. It's grub speech. My father was makbid. When he read us a book, he wouldn't say the English word for chazer. He wouldn't say it. His whole life. He had tremendous, I'm not, and again, each person, he wouldn't say the English word for chazer ever. It wouldn't come out of his mouth, ever. It was like a tremendous akbad in a lashon naki. It was a big thing to speak. It's interesting. We had this summer, interesting mice, I want to tell the chevra. This summer, a husband and wife came to Sulam. It's a maisa how they came. Their son was killed. Was killed by Hamas. The son was killed. It was a soldier who was killed. And they came, these parents, two beautiful yidden, mamish, hail the yidden. They came to Sulam. And they spoke to them. They spoke about their son. Their son was a big person. Guy who knew a lot of Gemara. He learned Rambam every day. He was a big person. Now, he was the head of an army, a special unit, the 320 units of this kind, the highest unit in the army, and he was the head of a unit. And he ran the unit. He always wore tzitzis. They showed pictures at a certain place. The whole unit was without begadim, and he was wearing tzitzis. He always was makbid to wear tzitzis. They showed after a picture, after they conquered something, did a risky, dangerous mission, everybody was jumping in the background, and he was sitting down. I don't know if he was learning or davening. He was sitting down. I think he was in tefillin davening. A very special tire, yid in Eved Hashem. He decided with his unit that he's makbid on speaking clean. And he arranged his whole unit with Lebedek Echever, and he taught them that we want to be dignified people. It's interesting because the Parshas Kisei says it starts with Melchama, ends with Melchama Samalek. It's big about Melchama. And in Melchama, there's a tendency towards Arayas. Melchama brings out the physicality, and people become very physical. People can become very physical. I once read an account of Normandy, and a soldier described that people lose bodily control. You hear screaming, and then you hear it's yourself screaming. You hear a scream that like scares you, then you chap, it was you screaming. People lose a lot of bodily control during war, the fright. In his unit, they spoke Belashanaki. And the father told us, he showed us letters from the guy he wrote about this, that he wanted mamish, nishmartim, he called avara, mamish haintig a parasha. They were makbet on a lashon naki, this beautiful yid. They was makbet to speak the lashon naki, that he would speak. Yair Yaakov was the nifter's name. He was the head of a unit, Yair Yaakov. They'd speak the lashon naki. The mamish were makbet. It was very, very moving. Shonadik moving to hear somebody, a soldier in the middle of war, all the scary parts of war, and this beautiful Yid got it, and he would speak Lashonaki. I was clearing what Masechta to learn in Yeshiva this year. And I was clearing them, and then when I heard them speak, and I heard this, I decided we're learning Pesachim. I had such a thought, it wasn't. But Pesachim, I was very moved, and because of Yair Yaakov and Yeshiva learning Pesachim, and in Pesachim it starts with Lashonaki, and my father would often quote the Gemara's about speaking the Lashonaki, speaking in the cleanest, most pure, most positive way. I would say all of us are raising families. Many were raising mishpachas. Probably the biggest power of the home is what's your way of speaking. Speech creates. Speech creates like a whole matzav of a house. I spoke to a close chaver of mine who felt he needed changes in his life. And the ikker thing is he's going to speak sweeter at home. And I'd met with his mishpacha, the whole family is doing better. He's speaking cleaner. Speaking nicer. He's speaking happier. He's speaking beautiful dvarim. I'm not talking about pretend. A person to say good dvarim. The whole atmosphere of the bayis. Somebody says good words and nice things and beautiful things and honest things. It impacts the whole. Words are a big thing. Words are a thing. Dibur and davar is the same thing. And it's a big thing, dvarim. And to say dvarim, beautiful words, and that creates the matziv. The words we use create the matzah. So this moved me tremendously. This guy's son, Yair Yaakov, was makbid on a unit. They're fighting, they're battling. He was makbid, but b'akpad de gemura, they spoke cleanly. He said they won a prize as the best unit in the country. And he said he met with his chevre, and they all said, you know, I was so strong, they had a certain unity. He said, because we speak nicely. We don't curse, Lashon Hara again. They spoke beautiful. The deeper, there was Akbad on deeper. So that was, I wanted to close that amongst the many kiseitzes packed, the parish of Lashon Hara. I want to tell you something interesting. A guy told me Fisher's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, a bacher told me, a very honest guy, told you something interesting about the yeshiva. He said, a guy, Binyamin Brummer, from Arizona, an honest, very sophisticated guy, said you can go to any dorm, there's like kimat zero Lashon Hara. It's no Lashon Hara. So I said, how do you officially do that? Like, and they learn every day Shmiras HaLashon, there's a big thing from the Chavetz Chaim. He said you can go anywhere in the dorm, there's no Lashon Hara spoken. Doesn't exist. He said I was there 3 years, they don't speak Lashon Hara. So I said, how did you officially do that? Like, how do you get this no Lashon Hara? So he said a nifladika thing. So Lashon Hara is difficult not to say. We're all tempted. You want to say in another... What is Hashem saying to us? What's He saying to us? Why do you bite your tongue? What's happening? So we're like all the unhealthy people. Oh, don't say this. Don't say that. What's happening here? What's this? The mitzvahs of Hashem, they're allowed to be hard, but we're also... Yisroel v'irai sechadu. It's us. Mitzvahs are us, and we are mitzvahs. Ultimately, a mitzvah should fit us. It should be comfortable. Together, we see Karas the Yaakov, the Agat, the Yisrael. Let it be on Melus, but it's supposed to be comfortably us. Then there's this Lashon Hara. You ever have like a juicy piece you want to tell your wife? It's like painful. Don't say it. So tell her quickly, fast. But no, it's so chomer Lashon Hara. Rav Fisher was masbir that it's got to be that there's something we're being pointed to. And he says to the chevre, stop being busy with others and be busy with your sugya. We love handling another's sugya. Just bite your tongue. Be busy with your sugya, our sugya. Plug into our story. Our own, it's all distractions not to be busy in your story. He said he demands the guys, be busy with your story. We love like blaming, timing, talking, fetching, yelling at such. It's not your story. It's not your story. In the words of a very great man, stay in your lane. It's not your story. You're handling him. You're handling somebody else. It's not your story. And he said that in the yeshiva, Reb Fisher, Munz of the Chevra, handle your story. Be busy with your story. And he said they don't speak Lashon. It's amazing. It's nifla. It's not your story. It's his story. You're busy with him, or are you busy with somebody else? Be busy in your thing. Stop being busy in his thing. It's not your story. Nifla. He said the message so resonates by the guys. It's amazing. Because really when you teach something, if people are not listening, then it's a kasha, what are you giving over? When he framed Lashon Hara that way, the guy told me that the yeshiva doesn't, he like muns them. Be busy with yourself, you're talking to him like, what? You don't have zach, like we all have our stuff, our story, our things, our zach. Live there, be connected to it, be in it, be mamish in your story. A guy's like busy here, busy there, your story. It's pointing us some way. Somebody's like Tiferem in his stories, busy in his stories. What's he knocking this one, saying, putting down somebody else? Be busy in our story, our light that we have to shine, our art that we have to bring, be busy in our stories. And he said, speaking like that, it's the scowl by the guys. I want to end. I'll end with this. And just not to, in Kiseti, I'm talking a lot about my tata. I want to end that my Rebbe, the topic he spoke about most all the years, was honesty in business. To be an Erlich person. The word Erlich was like, that was like the word. That was his, we all have our word. His Erlich was like a big thing, an honest yid. When he said Erlich, like it was a big thing. If he complimented, if somebody's an Erlich yid, that was like, you couldn't say better. That was a big thing. And honesty, a very honesty in business. The end of the parasha describes that right before the sugya of Amalek, the Giri Ha'ayev, so it speaks about having honest weights and measurements, and Rashi brings the Chazal. Rashi brings that if we're careful, if we're dishonest, you have to be careful from the arrows of the enemy. And if we're honest, then it protects us from Giri Yoyim. That the main, this inyan of what protects us from Amalek and from our enemies is honesty, is Erlichkeit, is a person being Erlich. The person is honest, straight up and straightforward in business. It's something that's so difficult. The pressures of money, money is very important. Money is very big. I'm learning to be into money. My father was nervous when I was young. I wasn't into money, not so much. I'm learning that money is wonderful. Money is wonderful. Money, the world is a beautiful thing, money. Very beautiful. You buy things, it's very important. You buy Zachin and Mekadosh, and you could buy your children pizza. Money's big. You could buy good bread for Shabbat. Money's a big Zach. And people want to give their family money, a good thing. But yet we have to be careful. It's done in a very honest way. There's a lot of gray in this. Very honest. He was somebody who prided and was strong. I would say the topic he spoke about most, more than any topic, was honesty in business. There's a story in Yeshiva, a famous story. It's a true story. A friend of mine went to Rabbi Yashiv. A guy went to Rabbi Yashiv and asked him a question. Rabbi Yashiv said it's mutter. A mom and a she said it's mutter. And the guy said, but is it Erlich? But I hear, but... And Rabbi Yashiv said, I know who your Rebbe is. So Maisa, he said, your Rebbe is right. Mamisha Maisa, Shoya, Kachoya. Now, the other people, Erlich in the world, but somehow the way he said it, Rabbi Yashiv said, I know who your Rebbe is. Mamisha Maisa, Shoya, Kachoya. He had a tremendous hakbad, the honesty. It was like, it's what he spoke about most. The topic, more than any. He was like busy with that. He was very busy with that. Avada, his sugya from Nevardik was Emuna. And the best place the Yid has to show emunah is in the sugya of money. The Messiah Sesharim writes that harbe amischas b'mechol anfei achasidus, that people are so from when it comes to money, that mamish, they forget their frumkeit. And specifically in money things, to be an erlich person. There's like a big ligand, there's a big lie, somebody can't be rich and can't have parnas and being honest, a sheker, chas v'shon. I'm very upset when people say Hashem's world doesn't work. So I think this world works beautifully. Somebody can be honest and have parnasa bereva. Chas v'shalom, it's a mighty lazan Hashem mamish lashnar. To say a person can't be matzliach and they're honest. The people are honest and very matzliach. And they're mamish honest. They're mamish erlich in business. I know people that are tremendously honest and they make good parnasa. And the chiyuv to be honest, to do it right with emunah. One of the great questions of our life, nasasam and nasata b'emuna, did you deal with an erlichkeit, an honesty, to run our lives in a way of erlichkeit, in a way of truth. My father was Yadua, was a tremendous makel. Yadua, you got a cool, because he knew a lot. See, He was able to be mekel. It's a big tzar. My mishpacha, we called him. Now we've been much more machmir. We can't do things. We can't call my father. And that's my amaratus cause. And no, there's no psak that you can't. It's just it's ignorance that you can't. But Tam Chacham is able to say this is how to do it. The seder. In one area, you couldn't get a kula. When it's somebody else's money, you always were chayiv. There was like a suffix, somebody else's money. Chomer. I had $4,000 arnon in Eretz Yisrael, and a rav gave me a letter. Get out of it, my father said, Daniel, you're paying it. Chatzir, ashotfim, chas v'shom, go pay the money. But I was a new kohel guy, $4,000, pay the money. There was a hadgasha, tremendous stress on honesty. That's a place a person could like mamish plug into Amun in the deepest way, specifically on that which was so pressured, that which is so important, that which is so specifically there that I want a taina shtickel, maybe b'derech tzachos, maybe not, that there's a stira, what brings amalek. One says, it says, shakarta b'mishk, being dishonest with weights, and one place it says, roughly yideya minat taira, that a rifian from taira. Why does it say yideya? Rafa Yadayim, you don't learn with your hands, even though we learn with our hands maybe. That's Rafa Yadayim in Atayra. But I want to tell you that Yadayim is the connection to our Torah. We can learn, and we're learning Hashem's Torah, Hashem's Mishpatim, Hashem's Shoiftim, Hashem's laws. Rafa Yadayim in Atayra is when it comes to the Maisi Yadayim, then they're disconnected to that Torah. A dishonest is the same sugya, Rifin Yadayim in Atayra. Our Yadayim, our Maisi Yadayim should be attached to our Torah in honesty. Person has money they owe, they pay the money, there should be an honesty in money. This is something that is pashut, that's like a yid. That's always been yid, and yidin are very erlich. People think because they're mefarsim the stories, people think because the media has the story the guy who cheats. Yidin are erlich. It's a famous like rule in the media. The media has like a very simplistic rule that they write. Dog bites man, no story. Man bites dog, story. That's like a famous media thing that they know. It's not a story, a dog bit a man. Dogs bite men. Man bit a dog, that's a story. So what Yid stole is a story. It's not Yiddish to steal. It's very not Yiddish. Very, very not Yiddish. Yidna Erlich, we keep the Torah. Yidna honest, that's a mid of Yidna. It's always been a mid of Yidna. And Makit, some say that you hear a Maisa, that's why they're excited. And Yid broke from being a Yid, from being what a Yid is. A Yid are, we have Emunah, Hashem, Anachnu Maminim. That's the place, maybe the biggest place in our life that we can plug into Emunah. Maybe the biggest place is Erlich Kaidemani. That when it comes Mamish in that place, to be a Chassid, to be careful, to be Lufnim Mishur Sabin. I'm Darshini, but we didn't even sing one song yet, Ravali. Yes, let's do the Bardich, but these fairly high key, let's sing the Bardich. Da 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 da. Shamru, same as the Mimkayim Cha, the Kalbach Vishamru. Shamru be. There was a holy room before, a place, a tila, yidin, ma'agid, but it became like mamish, Rai Balsam Shlita came, Mechevra, Shmoli with Rai Rust. There are people who learn here. My sons come here at different times. Maishi comes here to get for a few minutes. So always he said in the middle of the day, Rav Avi's learning with the Chabura. Rav Gavriel's here. It's a place, it's a base medrash. People are learning. It's a pella. Pella. Pashat have to join more. It's a pellet. People come here to learn Torah. It's become, I heard Knight say it, a second say that people, there's a curl here all day. It's a different mitzias. It's a different mitzias. They've turned this, the beautiful Beis Medrash. People are learning. It's a dream. It's a tremendous, I always had a tremendous sad that I couldn't be running and running and running. And I forget couldn't, could, didn't. And it became a Beis Medrash to get tzar. It's such a simcha rabba. It's a place of Torah. The kiddush shemayim, my kids, Moshe came back at different times. He says the Beis Medrash, she came different times. The Chabdis ones when you're learning with Rabbi Shechem, different people learning here. It's a Beis Medrash. Shmoli's here different. It's a Beis Medrash. It's a beautiful space to sing in here now. So it's a different thing to say the Torah, to sit here, to fabring with Rabbi Yechiel. It's a Beis Medrash. I just appreciate, Rabbi Balsam, what you've done to this, to all of us. As we have a Beis Medrash right in the middle of the city, people come, chaperein, some youngsters come to learn with the chaver. Now Rabbi Meir, it drew a younger man from Lakewood, moved here to Beis Medrash. There's a Beis Medrash in town, a big zach, very, very big zach. We should be zeich all of us, a tremendous, tremendous man for all of us, for ourselves, for our children, our sons and daughters, plus the man of Aliyah. I should probably have an excellent job. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.